Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Glenn Harness with Health and Wellness. My guest today is Stacy Kendrick, the Coordinator of Health Promotion here at the Health and Wellness Department. And we're going to talk today about the Healthy Kitchen video series. So, Stacy, where can you find those videos?
They are available on the Health Plus website. You can watch them there, and you can also watch them on the Vanderbilt Heart website. Vanderbilt Heart is the department that we partnered with on this project.
How did the series come about?
Well, we were looking for ways to continue to promote nutrition, and we really thought that a video series would be a lot of fun to do and also a way for people that can't attend classroom education to be able to participate. And it was something that I was really excited about. I do a lot of cooking, and so we got this idea and we thought we would give it a try, and the reception has been really great, so we've continued with it and partnered with Vanderbilt Heart, as I said earlier.
How long are the videos?
They're typically only about 2 to 3 minutes, which is really great because you can watch them, obviously, quickly if you have a few free moments. We don't get into all the specifics of how the recipe is made. We show the highlights, and then you can download the recipe card to get all the specifics on it.
Have you got any feedback on them?
Yeah, we've gotten several postings on our website, positive feedback, and then also we've gotten some questions to clarify things on the recipe, so I know people are watching them. I've also gotten feedback from people face-to-face that they've tried some of the recipes and enjoyed them, so all in all, the feedback has been really positive.
Where do you film at?
Well, we filmed the first portion of the series at the Nashville Farmers Market, who is our other collaborator on this. And unfortunately, right after we filmed the first four, we had the tragic flood, and we had to switch to film at my home, which is where we've been filming at temporarily. And it's gone pretty well, but we'd like to get back to the Nashville Farmers Market if they get their kitchen finished. They're still in the process of getting that approved.
How do you come up with the ideas?
Most of the ideas for the recipes are things that I make in my kitchen at home anyway, that my family is familiar with. And the criteria really is it has to be something that's easy to make, fairly fast, heart healthy, and incorporates fruits and vegetables. Those are really the main things I try to focus on. So far, it's been all things from my own repertoire, but we've had some requests, and so we'll probably be expanding it to some of those pretty soon.
How does someone get a copy of the recipes?
The recipes are actually downloadable right from the web page where the video is, and so you can just print it off and give it a try and make it part of your own recipe collection.
What are some of the recipes you featured?
Oh, we've done a variety of different things. We did a breakfast burrito that is great for kids, that really kids have enjoyed. I make that for my daughter all the time. I do a healthy Caesar salad with homemade croutons. We've done grilled vegetables on the outdoor barbecue grill. We have done salad dressings. Most recently, we did a pumpkin dip because we're coming into the holiday season, and so I was trying to give people some healthy ideas for their holiday meals. So just a variety of different things.
What are the future plans for the series?
As I mentioned before, we'd like to start taking suggestions on recipes that people want to see done. Also, I'd like to do some recreations of family favorites that are healthier versions. And then also, we're in the talking stages right now of expanding the series to go out to some of the dining options here on the Vanderbilt campus to show people what are some healthy choices and talk with the chefs there, as well as maybe go to some of the local restaurants in the area, talk to them about healthy choices that people can make if they are eating in the perimeter area of the Vanderbilt campus. So we've gotten a lot of requests for those kind of things, and so that's probably going to be the next step.
Thanks, Stacy. I really appreciate the information.
Well, thanks for giving me the opportunity to talk about the Healthy Cooking video series.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link
at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.